Welcome back to the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mueller sitting in today, 888-455-1360. Okay, we're gonna talk a little bit about Hillary Clinton. She was on CNN talking to Christiane Amanpour a while ago and was asked her opinion of weed, right, the legalization and so forth. And she said, I didn't do it when I was young, and I'm not going to start now. Well, it seems pretty definitive, right? Daniel Halper, who is coming out with a book, I believe it comes out today, called Clinton Inc., says a friend and law school classmate of the former First Lady slash Secretary of State said that she was an enthusiastic pot user back in the day. She says that I think she's acknowledged it, and if she hasn't acknowledged it, everybody else will tell you she was an enthusiastic pot user. Okay. Now, we know Bill and his famous, he experimented with it, but he didn't inhale. Bull crap. Also, we don't even need to get into Barack Obama's weed use when he was a youngster. He, in college, he admitted it was in his book that he was the kind of the leader of, what was it, the Chum Gang. These guys blazed away all the time. They even had an old Volkswagen bus that they called the Chum Wagon. Yeah. So let me ask you this. It's not legal in most of our states right now, and there's still some debate on whether it will turn legal. And that's not where I'm going with this conversation. Where I'm going is the behavior of our youth. Should it really be a major issue in the character of presidential candidates coming up in 2016? Now, there's an issue here. Barack Obama used weed, and I believe he used cocaine, and who knows what else. But having said everything else bad about Barack Obama in the last few couple years that I've been up here doing radio, I don't think that Barack Obama uses drugs currently. I don't. Would he if he were still a senator? Yeah, I think so. But I'm hoping that if he has enough, I'm hoping that he has enough moral character to not smoke weed while he's president of the United States. Just my preference. And that brings me to the point. Do I feel that the bad behavior of a young individual that has grown up, maybe hopefully changed their ways, and is now a presidential candidate, should that be a big issue? Well, okay. If it is someone like Bill Ayers, for example, who put lives in danger by his radical political views, blowing up buildings and being a member of the Weather Underground, and was a criminal, etc. Yes, that is activity that most definitely has an effect on whether or not they should be a presidential candidate, especially since Bill Ayers has never come forward and said, I apologize for what I've done, and I will not ever do it again. I was wrong. Please forgive me. Okay. Now, we look at Hillary Clinton. Let's be hypothetical. Let's say that Daniel Halper, in his book, that he's accurate, that what he's putting in the book is actually true, that Hillary was a weed monster back in college. Does it matter now? If Hillary has stopped, and I believe she has, although being married to Bill, would you blame her? I believe that the sins of our past, the mistakes of our past, should be left there, provided that when asked about it, let's say it's true. Let's say Hillary says, you know, okay, you got me. I was a weed monster back in college, and I decided to stop. As a matter of fact, when I turned 35 years old, I decided enough is enough. This is not for me. I want to quit. And said, I haven't smoked it since. At that point, I would say, okay, Hillary, thank you for being honest. And I believe that the mistakes you made as a in your youth should not be held against you in your pursuits of the future. And provided that you can prove to me you're a valid candidate for president, let's move forward. Have I made my point that if you have turned from the bad behavior and you're no longer doing it, especially if it was criminal, something you've turned from it and said, I'm not doing that anymore, then okay. If it's criminal behavior, if something of that, then I'm sorry. Even if you have turned away from it, that excludes you from being a presidential candidate. But I'm talking about specifically, I'm just going to use pot use as an issue. Here's why I say this. And bear with me a little bit. The reason I bring this up is we need the common man in politics. We need the man and woman who has worked hard, has made mistakes, had failures, gotten themselves back up, dusted themselves off, and went back at it, and are now qualified, successful. They've made it. We need individuals who have grown up in the real world to be our presidential candidates, not career politicians who are disconnected. And if that's going to happen, there's going to be some bumps in their road and some skeletons in their closet we're going to have to get over. We'll talk a little bit more about that and other weed issues of the White House when we come back. 888-455-1360. I'm Seth Mila, sitting in for Jerry Bader.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofing.